government. A word that elicits many different emotions in a person. It brings out devotion, ignites anger, produces sorrow and shame, causes boredom and exhaustion, and even evokes great pride and patriotism. All you have to do is turn on the TV and you'll see the constant battleground for the opinions and beliefs from the talking heads. It is natural for humans to not agree on every issue that floats through the news outlets. It is very common for us to passionately stand for a cause that affects us personally. With all of this commotion going on around us, it can be difficult to clearly see a bigger picture. Each of us, caught up in our own bubble with multitudes of varying experiences that have caused us to think differently than our neighbor, we must ask ourselves these questions. What do we want our future to look like? And what needs to happen to produce the results we want? While pondering on these questions, let us remember back to the 1700s when many people were struggling to find a way to turn a newly discovered land into a successful nation where they could escape oppression and live free. Our history is what defines us. The choices we make now define our future in the same way our forefathers' decisions and actions have shaped our world into what we see today. Now you might be asking, what does history have to do with our future? It's not as though we can change the past. Well, you would be right in that statement. We cannot change what has already happened, but we can, however, learn from the past. Dive in deep and look at the mistakes people have made, the success that they have gained, and how they worked through different situations that came their way. We are not doing this. Apathy is a dangerous trap that has consumed many people of this generation. It is our critical responsibility to educate ourselves to prevent the negative parts of history from repeating itself. Benjamin Rush, a founding father of our beloved country, once said, "Freedom can exist only in the society of knowledge. Without learning, men are incapable of knowing their rights, and where learning is confined to a few people, liberty can be neither equal nor universal." As we look around our nation today, it is disheartening to realize that we are falling into repetitious patterns of destruction lived out by many strong nations that came before us. The Roman Empire was one of the greatest civilizations this world has ever known, contributing greatly to our present society. So many of the things we take for granted every day were invented by them. Our home, the United States of America, is a very new nation compared to many of the ancient countries such as Italy, Greece, or England. When this new land was found, people from all over the world traveled here bringing unique ideas and cultures with them. This definitely played a role in the way our country was founded. Though not the same, the United States government is roughly based off the Romans' model for administration. It is intriguing to see some of the key reasons for its downfall are similar issues that are quite prevalent in our nation today. The saying, "Rome wasn't built in a day," is as true a statement as "Rome wasn't destroyed in a day." It was brought down slowly, suffering from multiple causes that spanned out for over 500 years. One issue that relates to our current situation today is the immense amount of regulations placed on businesses. Many of them are moving out of the country in order to avoid all of the expensive rules. We still end up buying whatever product they are putting out, but we don't benefit from the taxes they would be paying. Instead, other countries with less restrictions are benefiting from all the revenue. Written in the 10th Amendment of our U.S. Constitution, it clearly states, "The powers that aren't specifically given to the federal government in that document must be reserved for the states and the people." Who better to regulate healthcare than the people that receive it? Who better to regulate education than the school districts and parents that have to teach it? Who better to regulate and manage the environment we live in and the water we drink? Certainly not the bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. America has been known as the land of opportunity, and in many ways we still are. But we would be fools to ignore these striking parallels between our home and one of the greatest empires this world has ever seen. Remember that Rome was not destroyed in a day. We must not be complacent and forget about the past. There are too many painful lessons we would be doomed to relearn. By looking into the past, we can better prepare ourselves for what will come in the future. The founding fathers of our beloved country recognize these troubles we are facing. They put into place core documents such as the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence to protect our natural rights. It is our responsibility to use these tools they gave us to ensure our hope for the future.